This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. A warning to listeners, this next story may not be suitable for young children.
In early February, in a remote area of Iraq, Dawn Lehman was brutally raped. She thinks a drug was slipped into her drink before she was sexually assaulted by two men. One, a fellow contractor working for KBR, the other, an American soldier. Dawn Lehman told her story before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. Some of the content of this interview, as Alex said, is disturbing. Dawn Lehman is on the line now from her home in Illinois. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, you were working near Basra as a paramedic, and I understand this was a very remote area. Were you one of just a few women working there?
Yes. There was a total of 19 women at the camp, four of which were American, and the remaining were Bosnian or Macedonian employees of KBR.
And so this was all KBR and then some American soldiers working there.
Correct.
And on the night of February 3rd, and this was just a couple of months ago, you were attacked. And briefly, what happened to you that night?
We had arranged or had a gathering of people after work. And I had a drink as well as other people in that room. I had left the room. And when I came back, I finished my drink and I started to feel very strange. And from there, we had people that were going to be going to bed. We wanted to get up at 4 a.m. to watch the Super Bowl. Those people went to bed. We went to another room. In that other room, I was assaulted. But at some point, I was taken from that room to my own room and then further assaulted. I woke up that morning with feces and blood on the floor, a person that was unknown to me in my bed. I was naked in a chair. And there was feces in my mouth and feces all over the person in my bed.
So the next day, as the only medical personnel at your camp, this is a remote camp in Basra, who treated you?
I had to treat myself at that point. I treated myself with doxycycline, which is an antibiotic that covers a variety of sexually transmitted diseases.
What happened after that?
After that point, I had been called into the camp manager's office. He said, what happened last night will never happen again. I thought he was referring to my drinking, which was against KBR policy. At that time, I offered to pack my things and leave and go home because I broke a rule. He said, no, that's okay, sweetie. That's never going to happen again.
Now, were you ever given any counseling? Were you ever given any medical treatment? Were you ever told that you should report this to higher-ups?
When I was in Basra, I was told not to say a word. I was told that by the military as well as by our camp manager.
The military said to you, don't report this, don't say anything?
Don't say anything, I'll take care of it, is what I was told by the military. There was a very, very large fear if I did say anything after being instructed not to, that something physically would have happened to me. It's an area where you could disappear easily and not have it questioned. It would just be another casualty of our war.
So you were afraid for your life if you said anything, is what you're saying?
Very much so. Very much so. Once I left Basra, I did speak with EAP, which is Employee Assistance Program.
At KBR?
At KBR, at the camp that I had been permanently assigned to. And I did speak with my manager. At that point, I did give a full disclosure to employee relations. EAP discouraged me initially from reporting it, however, did support me after I reported it to the best of their ability, which was very limited.
So they initially, KBR, discouraged you from reporting this. What did they say to you?
EAP just said, you know what happens to people when they report this type of thing.
Meaning what?
Well, it's notorious for making things a little bit more difficult for your daily operations and your daily work whenever you file a complaint.
And I understand that then they actually interrogated you.
I was called by Global Investigations, which is a private investigation company for KBR, as far as I know, and requested to come to a different base so that they could speak with me. I met with them. I had requested medical testing, even though at this point it's almost four weeks after the assault. I still wanted medical testing, and asked if I could do that on my way out when I was going on my scheduled vacation. She then suggested I go to the military hospital and offered to take me there. She went in and talked with them and came back out with a physician. And I went in back into the clinic with the physician. She was very, very wonderful. It was the first time that I'd actually verbally gone through and said everything that had happened to me.
What happened to the men who attacked you?
I was told they were brought to Camp Adder, which is the same camp that I was also interrogated by CID, the Military Act, and they had free movement on that base, and CID kept me confined with them and in a room between the two investigators for my safety, because the suspects were up there and had free movement on the base. They did not want me to be seen.
Thank you, Dawn Lehman, very much for speaking with us today. I know it's been very difficult, and especially on top of your long testimony yesterday.
Thank you.
Dawn Lehman testified yesterday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about being raped in Iraq by a soldier and by a KBR contractor. KBR declined to comment on tape. The company sent a written statement. It says, in part, first and foremost, KBR in no way condones or tolerates sexual harassment. Any reported allegation of sexual harassment or sexual assault is taken seriously and thoroughly investigated. Ms. Lehman's allegations are currently under investigation by the appropriate law enforcement authorities. Therefore, KBR cannot comment on specifics of the allegations or investigation. Those law enforcement authorities KBR referred to, that is the Justice Department. It's now investigating. Sigal Mandelker, who is with the department, also testified yesterday before the committee chaired by Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. He pointed out, when questioning Ms. Mandelker, that more than two dozen women working in Iraq have reported being sexually assaulted since 2002.
The Department of Defense Inspector General has identified those 26 sexual assault cases involving U.S. civilian women, and not one of them appears to have been prosecuted.
Again, I am not familiar with the cases that are represented on the chart. I'm only familiar with cases that have been specifically referred to the Department of Justice. I want to assure you that when we get such referrals, we take those referrals very seriously. We undertake active investigations, as I already mentioned. It can be extremely difficult to conduct an investigation in a war zone, but we are committed to taking those cases. The department, in fact, has a long history of success when we're talking about prosecuting sexual offenders.
The Justice Department declined to provide someone for us to interview. They also could not say how many women have been assaulted in Iraq and Afghanistan.